Amid an array of moral convictions, the indistinguishable character of the Church undermines its claims of a superior, indeed ontologically true, moral vision. On the broad public level, the spectacular failures of the Church's leaders discredit its claims of goodness. When the Christian next door demonstrates the same self-interested consumer life as anyone else, goodness seems like a faint sentimentality. The Good News Church. What would it take to become the Good News Church? For the Church today to claim it knows the way, it needs to demonstrate convincingly that it has good news deserving of that name. In a world of violence, of fear, of poverty, of injustice, it has to show up in relationships and actions of life-giving power. In other words, the Church has to show a different view and practice of power than the world around us displays. It has to show it knows the way. In a time of explosive global change and confusion. The Way. This critique is not coming from a cheap critic looking in from the outside, but from someone who feels privileged to have been a pastor for 30 years. I love what pastoral ministry involves, especially the earthiness of people's real experiences of life and of God, of faith and of doubt, across all seasons of life. I believe the local church can be one of the best contexts in which to be formed as a person and as a disciple. And I too often find the church to be a place of deep disconnection and disappointment. For all the reasons just named, we are indistinguishable and irrelevant far, far too much of the time. As I drive by church buildings and read Christian magazines and go to Christian websites, I'm struck by what feels like the presence of an ecclesiastical industrial complex, rather than the aroma of Jesus Christ. Today, one of the best things the church could do is listen to its critics and, in light of following Jesus, ask again, how are we meant to live? With grace and hope, the church is to inherently and commonly seek and love the forgotten, the unseen, the undesirable, the uncool. We need to do so with unexpected, tangible love, displaying counterintuitive compassion, including enemy love, and demonstrating a capacity for magnanimous forgiveness, mercy, and justice. This is Jesus' way. God intends for the church to be a community of love and hope in a lost world. But when our life is nothing more than the lost among the lost, what happens to the light and the salt? The lost world. The dire situation of the church might not matter so much if the world in which it is placed and for which it exists were not lost too. But it is.